Greetings in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Now, I'm going to ask your attention, please, to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, and we shall read together for brevity at verse 27. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. Now, I think we pointed out in one of our previous messages to you very recently that the door of salvation, the door of mercy, the door of grace, the door of favor, the door of eternal salvation was opened largely to the Jews, and to the Jews practically exclusively for some 1500 years. But we're glad to be able to tell you that now for 1900 years the door of salvation, the door of grace, and yes, as is indicated in this very passage, the door of faith is opened unto the Gentiles. And I think I cannot but think of those words spoken by Paul our apostle when he was reminding the Jews of the place that they had lost. That's in the 11th chapter of the epistle of Paul to the Romans. And then he had something to say to the Gentiles who were occupying the place that was once occupied by what he speaks of as the natural branches. And then he says to the Gentiles that they must not boast. And I shall just remind you of it. It goes something like this. Thou wouldst say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, he of course admits, that is true. But because of unbelief they were broken off. And thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, that was Israel, take heed lest he spare not thee. And I think the Gentiles need a word of warning in this day. That door of favor, the door of faith that has been opened now for some 1900 long years will soon be shut. And it will be shut very, very suddenly. And oh, how terrible it would be to be one of those that's found on the outside. However, let me say just a little about the text. He says, the door of faith is opened unto the Gentiles. Now, I think there need be no difficulty in understanding just exactly what the messenger or messengers of God are seeking to convey when they speak of the door of faith. Who doesn't understand what faith is? In fact, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then, of course, faith is not asking someone to put their confidence or their trust in a needlepoint as a foundation, but rather that which is stable, that which is secure, that which can never, never fail. And so the door of faith is open to you. You can understand that. I repeat it once again. The door of faith. Maybe you're wondering, just what could that possibly mean? Well, have you never seen in your newspapers, you have, about a certain day will be a grand opening of such and such a place, and it's announced weeks, maybe even months in advance, and you're anticipating that day, if it's of interest to you, when those doors will be thrown open. You say at such and such a date they'll be open. And perhaps some of you already are thinking of the World's Fair in Seattle, in the will of the Lord, that will be opened in the month of April. Why, you believe that report, you accept it by faith. And so the salvation of God is offered to men and women on the principle of simple faith. The work has all been done. Think, will you, of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. But oh, let me add just a solemn note. We firmly believe that the door of faith will soon be closed, and closed forever. Now let me ask you, where would you be found? On the inside or on the outside? Don't say, I hope I'd be on the inside. That's very definite and very clear that you are on the outside. You see, you never hope. If you have entered in by faith, then you can say, thank God I am now saved. I am sure salvation is mine. Believe Him. Trust Him as your own personal Savior. And you'll know what it is to have entered in by faith and to enjoy the salvation of God that can never, never be lost. Trust Him today and salvation is yours.